Oh yeah, welcome everybody to the Hustle City Podcast, July 10th, 2016. You can get at us at Facebook at Hustle City Podcast. You can email us, hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at Hustle City Pod. And we are here, the Roundtable crew is back. Prod Matt on his way to L.A. What is up, everybody?
We also got our podcast available on Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes. Rate and review on all those websites.
Send us a question. We don't care. Won't read it. Don't give a shit.
Yeah. Don't check our email.
We're live, mother...
We'll keep the explicit.
I sadly still check Twitter, so that we would see.
So Los Angeles, huh?
Yeah, moving.
What's in Los Angeles, Prod?
True love.
Yeah?
Like he's doing really
what's his
thing.
Name?
Actually, I did learn that. I went to visit Los Angeles a few months, like a month ago or 2 months ago.
Scope out.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, liberally using the word faggot and gay.
Ooh.
And they're like, and my friend's like, whoa, watch yourself. You'll get your ass kicked. I'm like, what? Some fag's gonna beat my ass?
So
I was like, okay, yeah, I'll dial it back.
Yeah, good. I think that's
the last. Special LGBT listeners. Yeah. What up, yo?
Bro, they all do CrossFit.
I realize
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they're all in way better shape than me.
Like, apparently, like, how, like, we just use gay and it has nothing to mean with homosexual in St. Louis, or at least in the group of people I know.
And gay,
like,
just means ignorant.
People get really pissed off in other parts.
Yeah, like, apparently it's offensive.
Well, we would see Joey Diaz at the Helium Comedy Club, which there's a couple things about that place. They have a door that always is fucking opening. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
the Helium Comedy. So Joey Diaz goes and he's like, oh, this is a real fucking town, right? I can say this, huh? What's with these queers and transgenders, huh? So it's like, yeah,
that's actually
not
what he said.
He didn't say something to that effect.
We're in St. Louis, right? I can still use words like, nigger, spick, and faggot, right? That's like the first 5 seconds of what
he
said.
I tell you, that's a good way to break the ice.
Yeah, real quick. The entire crowd was lost from coming out.
No, I thought it was hard. It's not. I love all people. Gay people, white people, black people, everybody. I love everybody.
Words are words.
I guess we turned it in a.
Everybody needs a
poor direction to start off on.
Alright, yeah.
Well, the opposite of Danny, because I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean everything racist and very.
And if you hate everyone equally, are you a racist?
Because no,
you're
humanity.
Not doing a, you're not favoring anybody. You're just being a dickhead to everybody.
I find myself saying, like, God, these fucking white people more often than anything. Honestly, it's like, what the fuck are these white guys doing? Just stop being such a dick.
Yeah. God, yeah. Speaking of white people,
Hashtag whites.
Hashtag white people. So, let me tell you a little story. I'm in a corporation, right? I work for a building.
You're our science officer.
Yes, a chief science officer.
CSO.
Yes, CSO.
It's the whitest job title ever.
I know.
And white privilege.
Thanks, man. And I'm going outside to have a smoke. And there's this, like, 50-year-old redneck-looking dude. And I'm approaching him. And I'm like, oh, man, what the fuck am I going to talk to this guy about, right? And he was just like, very first thing out of his mouth, he's like, hey! What's up, bro? You voting for Trump, right? And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, so I patronized him for a minute. I'm like, why are you voting for Trump? He's like, these goddamn illegals. And I'm like, how do you work at a corporation that's like right there?
You work at a science corporation.
You work at a science corporation.
You're not
just
a dummy.
That's socially mental. Just like,
yeah.
Just to be like, yo, I don't care if that's really what you feel. Just, I don't want to hear about it.
No.
You're a cis white male, correct?
Yeah.
You're voting for Trump, right?
Yeah, that's what the assumption was, I guess. And then another person joined the fray, and I was just listening to them go back and forth. He was a big Bernie supporter, so, you know, nothing against that.
Watch the fireworks.
Oh, no. Like, if you're two scientists.
Sit back and light another cigarette on that one.
If you're two scientists talking, you're probably supporting either Bernie or Trump.
The last thing the Trump guy says, he takes a drag of a cigarette, he flicks it in the street, and I guess his mic drop moment, he goes, Benghazi. He just walks away. We're like, what?
It's I love
like
shit
he
like
knows
that.
That's and not
I know.
It really is like a microcosm of like the entire political You pretty much just summed it up right there.
Right there, 30 seconds.
Trump might win because that's the Obama voter, the guy who pays attention just for this thing. Is like, well, I don't even know. I know about Benghazi.
Yeah.
he just really doesn't know the nuance of a lot of things, but just like, it's time. We need a guy like this. Like, why or for what reason? What do you like about him? He's good to get done. Good things, big.
Get shit done.
The guy who wrote Dilbert says he's hypnotizing everybody.
Scott Adams.
He's using. He goes, he's going to win.
Scott Adams is fucking crazy.
He's going to use. It's called ML. Fucking. Neural linguistic programming. So it's the guys from the game, the pickup artist.
Exactly.
Fucking, it's memetics where you talk in a certain way and you basically hypnotize people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a big door, it's framed, it's beautiful, a huge wall, and then you're just like, yes.
So he's turning us all into the Manchurian candidate?
I love the poorly educated.
I don't even think he wants to run anymore. I think he's just like, you know what? I'm going to get up there and say some crazy
Donald
shit.
Donald Trump, like, there's no way he was playing. He was like, oh my God, this is actually happening. I'm totally going to give it off to someone else at some point. But shit, these guys actually, I might actually get elected.
He was like, I was thinking about bowing out, you know, when I saw a real candidate, I get behind, I realized these guys are all shitty. I'm doing this on my own. Fuck it.
They all looked like a bunch of fucking retards up on stage against him, like Jeb Bush.
Well, he's a hell of a personality, man. He's got chops.
I would have done guys even crazier. I would have been even crazier. I would have been like, I would have worn a t-shirt on the debate stage or something. You got to do something to get him like
Gary Johnson, wear a t-shirt underneath your
Gary Johnson,
your
goes, he's a pussy.
I know, I'm actually trying to find, oh, here we go, right here.
Has he funded his own campaign?
Yeah. He paid people to come to his when he said he was going to run, he had people like,
and I said Hillary's destroyed him in fundraising.
It was kind of a misfire on my part when I called him a pussy. Donald Trump's a pussy. But the point was that, you know what? I've climbed the highest mountain on each of the seven continents. I'm going to do a 3,000-mile mountain bike upcoming.
I don't think that he should have anything. Like, I'm not somebody who comes back. I run a marathon. It doesn't intimidate me or make you tough at all.
No, but he sounds like something you would say, though, like randomly.
But
don't you want your president not to be over 70 and just like an old white man or some crazy?
Oh, I don't think that sounds any more desperate than like some of the shit Trump says. Everything is so out of control. It's fucking ridiculous.
I just think there's like these algorithms and powerful speaking and stuff. So when you like throw that out and like when you're, I fortunately can see the body language that he's extinguishing, and I can see that. It looks like he's like, oh, I'm also this. It's just kind
of. Oh, yeah? I got big balls.
I think Trump's going to alpha male the shit out of Hillary during these
You can't out alpha male Gary Johnson. That's what.
What are the odds?
What did Trump go? Mountains? Fucking, mountains are so huge. I got my own mountains.
My mountains are five times the size of your mountains. My mountains are amazing.
Just because my hands are small doesn't mean my mountains are small.
My mountains are huge.
When
they're orange. All of them are orange.
But he's been talking about running for Oprah. Did that interview? The interview with him was like, sounds like presidential talk. He's a personality. When he first ran, I said I would leave the country because I hated him so much because of what he did to the USFL.
And then he bought a hat.
But now, you know.
Hey, I got the Cowboys 3 Super Bowl rings. And
now, Benghazi.
Trump's a pussy. I think that Donald Trump alienates Gary more than half of Republicans. Deporting 11 million illegal immigrants, building a fence across the border,
he's got his tie on.
Killing the families of Islamic terrorists. Free market, but I'm going to force Apple to make their iPads and their iPhones in the United States.
Is that
if
true?
It gets down to
He wants to put basically a 35% tariff on when he wants to hurt. Yeah, he wants to go after corporations.
Wants to bring more manufacturing jobs to the United States. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Well, you can't. You know what you do there? You just go.
Then you
can't
let
do it. China is slave labor.
The illegal immigrants come in, so you can get some manufacturing shit going on.
That's where we steal our jobs.
Win-win.
That can be done.
We don't want those jobs.
Dude, I ordered. Okay, fucking. Okay, it's called.
He is. Write this down.
Wait, there's
Dang is a loss of words for the first time in like 5 years.
I just want to tell you how you can't compete with China manufacturing. Are you crazy? A, you don't want to do that. I don't want to work in chemical manufacturing ever.
No, you don't. I did.
You can get around it. We'll just get rid of OSHA.
Those bureaucratic bastards. It's just plating. It's fish pliers. Mm-hmm. So you can buy them from one company for $15. They're stainless steel, made in Germany. They're awesome. So I'm like, fuck, that's going to cost me a ton of money. I don't want to do it. It's fucking fish pliers to get bone. Who gives a shit? Give me some pliers. Go to China, 81 cents.
Yeah, how often do you fish?
I went fishing last week.
I just gotta get it done.
Yeah.
All right, guys. There's 14 seconds left in this clip. Let's get it done.
The presidential debates, and he's got anything to say about me, which I'm sure he will. I'll just start off the fact that he's a pussy.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you imagine that on NBC? Mr. Trump, it's been a hot top button topic on your issue with immigration. Exactly how would you approach fixing this matter?
Well, that's a great question. Donald Trump's a pussy. I have better questions. And Gary Johnson. Hold on there, Don. I'm going to take this one if you don't mind. He can't, because he's a pussy.
And then, you know, Trump about it goes, I'm not going to stoop to this low character tax that is disgraceful of the office. Yes. Selling a shirt that says she wants the D.
He's a Teflon Don, man. He's
Teflon Don. See, that's the thing. That's not true. The media is going to actually start covering politics again for the first time in 10 years.
We have a reality show star.
They're not going to say anything in the Republican because they don't give a shit. They're like, ooh, put fucking Ted Cruz in there. I hate Ted Cruz. They're like, oh, don't say shit about Donald Trump. Now they're just, oh, I said Saddam Hussein was awesome.
They're just blatantly lying, is what you're saying?
He said, you know, Saddam Hussein was good at a couple of things, killing terrorists. You know, he got rid of the terrorists. They're like, oh, so Saddam Hussein was a good man?
Well, that was, that's the allegation, like, back when Jerry.
If that's how Jerry was about in office. That's how anyone argues. They try to find the weak spot in an argument and just say
why
something.
Why is the media
like,
arguing with anybody?
Is it?
Exactly.
Don't you think?
Why is there two hugely conservative and liberal media outlets, and not just one that's just like, "Hey, here's the facts. Make your own decision," like it's supposed to be?
The older I get, the more about other people's opinions I care less about.
Exactly, and
that's why libertarian
opinion might be about is like I don't think it implying that he's better at killing people for whatever. But I think what he's trying to say is, that's their fucking business, and he was really good at controlling whatever crazy shit was going on over there.
Well, that's what
what everybody likes Gary Johnson. Well, if he's a true libertarian, he's going to be like, why the fuck do we care with what's going on over there? That's the heart of his heart, is what he's going to say.
But that's the problem, that's because if you depose a dictator, you've got to be ready for what comes after that. Shah of Iran, Jimmy Carter.
Blowback. Botch.
that's a Gary Johnson thing if you look it up, though, because like I said, Sugar Sam's been posting all kinds of stuff. I've been reading up on it.
He's in the Botchamania.
Like, Gary Johnson's thing is he wants to be like, make sure we're good with our allies and be like, if you have something affecting you that you need our help, we will come help you. If it doesn't fucking concern us, if it's not directly attacking us or one of our allies, he's like,
but then Trump says the same thing. He goes, but we want money, baby. I'm almost like, I kind of want to see this shit. Like, is he going to start like, we have South Korea gold, march it down. Everybody's getting a piece, like old school Rome shit. Like, yeah, we stole all of your oil. Everybody got fucking barrels of the shit.
You going to get fucking light?
We sent every American $20,000.
We have to
If he actually does, like, yeah, we took all of your fishing shit. Everybody got fish and all their, like, really did shit like that?
Are you into fishing now? Like, what's
no,
the,
but
the,
I
the
could
fishing
use
fishing fetish?
Well, at any one sense of pliers, how can you not be?
China.
Commodities that are fucking, you know.
Fishing.
Crab, you try and buy some of that shit? Took all your saffron.
I went fishing last week, actually, because like I was sitting there and I'm meeting up with this guy and I was like, "Hey Ross, what's up?" And he's like, "Nothing. Like we play hockey on Tuesday, so I didn't get asked to play because apparently some reason they have two teams that play. It's a pickup game, and they have seven people on each team in ice hockey. I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. I can't believe you guys aren't all dying, and it's because they're all lazy as shit and they just stand around. And meanwhile, it's like me and this one, like three other guys
skating
our hardest. So we do like 30-second shifts, and
the
these guys get pissed off because they're like, "Why are you taking such short shifts?" Like, because we for some reason don't have fucking we have one sub.
It's called backcheck.
This is bullshit. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking play a defensive style, bro. But no. So anyway, that has nothing to do with what it is. But so we went fishing, and he was just like, "Yeah, man. Come, he's like, "I'm gonna go fishing for a little bit." I'm like, "All right, I'll meet up with you. We'll hang out for a little bit and just chill." So like, he opens up his trunk, Like, I follow him to the lake. He opens up his trunk, and it's
dead
just like...
Dead hooker.
Yeah, dead hooker. But he has eight fishing poles. And I'm like, why do you have eight fishing poles? And you know, he goes, well, I accidentally left my tackle box in my friend's car, so if anything breaks, we just have to switch poles. So he just has all this shit. It's just like, yeah, no. So he has, like, all he has is, like, a few worms, and then...
Why does he have eight fishing poles fucking anyway?
Because he got them all super cheap. And he like stole.
But why do you go?
He has like five, and then like
because seven won't do.
The day before, he like took some from his mom and dad, I guess, because he was
easy there, socialist bear.
But let's calm it also, down.
I can have as many fishing poles as I want.
Time out. I was going. I was walking.
Wires be tangled.
Hang on one moment. But yeah, the wires.
The line.
Good. But anyway, I was walking.
The good reason. It's like clearly this one. This is the fly. This is the
boulder.
Just because.
Yeah.
Cause.
Somebody doesn't fish that much. No, so I was walking around Carondelet Park looking for Pokemon.
I think you should just investigate further on
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. Hang on.
Is this part of the fucking story?
Kind of. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, pretty much the end of that first story was that he had eight rods. I mean, that wasn't much. There wasn't much more to it than that.
You know, whatever you're
but
into.
I'm walking through. I'm walking through Carondelet. This relates to fishing, and I was.
Searching for Pokemon.
You had to walk out the center kinda, of the lake to
I
catch
was chilling, and I'm, like, walking around, like, where they have the big lake in the middle of the park. And all of a sudden, this, like, there's a black couple, and there's a white guy over there. The black couple has six rods going. Two standing up, like the one rod is on the ground holding the other rod up, and then both rods are going into the water.
You have enough rods.
Then they have, they're sitting under a tree. And then they have other rods, like, so when I'm walking by, they're like, hey, watch yourself on this line. So I stop, and I'm, like, looking around. And then they're like, no, it's, like, a few feet in front of you. So I'm, like, looking around, and then, like, I, like, step on it, basically. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, yeah, right there. I'm like.
Did you do, like, it was a landmine? Like, oh.
I was like, Jesus. I was like, fuck. And so I'm, like, freaking out. And then they're like, yeah. And then, like, I walk by the other guy, and he has. I'm like, you guys catch anything? Blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, motherfucker, what's up with this? There's a skill.
Like, put him on the other side of the sidewalk. Yeah, yeah, that's the other thing too, because I like casting it in. And like,
were they like
kind of slow reel?
You're
a purist.
You're a fishing.
Were they looking at how big they needed this and needed a big catch?
Well, yeah, they have the rules. It's like you can catch 15 catfish a day in Carondelet Park.
I don't think I want to go fishing there.
Yeah, no. It seems pretty ridiculous, but. So yeah,
38-pound mutated catfish.
And there's the thing too. There's like a. It's some, I don't remember the limit, but there's like a pound or inch, there's an inch, it's like 18 inches on bass is what you can pull out. Everything else you can pull whatever you want
think
out.
Think I can measure that quickly? Oh.
And they say that
you big-footed bastard.
They stock it every week and that the...
I don't know, they don't say
there's
that.
There's a large, because you catch and keep, and there's a large pool of Bosnians that know when they stock the fish. And I have a friend who fishes and likes to go there to fish with his son. And he says if you don't get there, it's like a Tuesday. He's like by like it's like 2:30 in the afternoon. They stock the lake, and he said by 3:00 there's 80 Bosnian dudes all fishing. And they take the shit home and they cook it for the week.
Are they just holding like a net out as they're stocking?
Yeah, they're not just fishing. Like, they're just taking a net and swiping through.
Hey, buddy.
I think there might be some sort of time frame.
Well, that makes sense because like our grandpa used to fish in Italy, and he would go fish. They would stock it every morning at like I guess.
Like 3:30 in the morning.
And so he would go fishing every morning at 3:30 in the morning, catch six, because you could only keep six trout, catch six trout.
Six badass trout, and go fry them up for lunch.
That's something that would really burn my gears too, if you got a ticket for like,
you're already up for 7 hours.
Fish. Or like any sort of like hunting, I don't even like that. I have to get a license to go kill something. What the fuck?
Fishing license, I think.
This is America, man. It's an American.
Nobody does that.
Hey, this is America, and I can own 8 fishing rods if I want.
It's America, but you know, land of the free, but... I can only catch it. I have to. I can't catch a 17-inch.
The land is free in the home of the license.
Hey, that'll feed me. That's my lunch.
Personal property tax fucking pisses me
off. Yes, I already paid you tax when I fucking bought this. Why do I have to give you money for the right to own a car that I fucking paid for with money that has already been taxed out of my paycheck?
Immediately sent to the house I live in 5 years. I moved out 5 years ago. You fucking moron. I don't really think of, did I pay my personal property tax? Because I don't think we should have to. So I think it doesn't exist. And
it's not high on my priorities.
You know, it's like, I forgot because it sounds so fucking stupid. Oh, you got 8 fucking years you have to pay.
you need to fucking drive to work? We're going to tax you on that
every year.
You're going to tax the gas you need. We're going to tax the car you bought.
I went a year on bad plates. Rolling, dude. Rolling. The guy, dude... fuck it, man. The guy, I got pulled over twice. I would just basically say, I had a man, personal property tax busted my ass, dude. And they're like, all right, get out of here.
I feel you, buddy.
The one guy goes, it's May. And I go, yeah, I know, man. He goes, you know I pulled you over. I go, bah, bro. He's like, May of last year, you've been, these are, you can't be doing this. I go, I got insurance and everything, man. And he's like, well, what's the problem? I go, that personal property tax busted my balls. He's like, I know. Here's a ticket.
I know.
Here's I had the same thing.
He's like, I can't do it. He goes, I can't do it. It's a year.
I can't help you.
I'm so sorry.
Officer! I know. It's good. I already got tickets in fucking Chesterfield.
Hey, busting my balls.
I got out of a couple. Like, I got you. I got paid a thing. Like, all right, get paid. I'm like, yeah. Getting out of the
calm down trip. Jesus.
About 8 years ago, I was driving down. Plates expired, of course. I was driving a 96 Cougar, piece of shit car. I'm driving down Grant Road, and I'm heading to Dave Stelmacki's house, as a matter of
fact. Polish!
And what?
Oh,
and then, of course, a cop bypasses me on a 2-lane road, and I'm like, shit. So I get I'm a good quarter mile ahead. You know, I got a good buffer. So I hook a left into a neighborhood, and I park, and as soon as I make that left, that cop just makes a U-turn.
Pulls right idiot!
So I decide to make a left back onto Grant Road and just assume my route. And right when I cross over Watson Road, he pulls me over. Obviously, I know why he pulled me over. I didn't even play stupid with the guy. And at the end of the day, he goes, man, he goes, I wouldn't even take you in because I had a warrant for the same car having expired plates.
Had a warrant for selling kilos of cocaine.
Listen, the warrant issued by the same fucking cop pulled me over. And he goes, I would feel like an asshole if I didn't take you in after being the second one to pull you over about the same problem a year apart. And I go, oh, man, you're right, dude. He does all the paperwork, pulls me out, doesn't even cuff me, lets me drive the Clayton police precinct in the front of the car. And then right before we're entering the parking lot of the police place, he's like, all right, man. He's like, I got to put you in the back seat now, and I got to put cuffs on. He goes, they wouldn't be too happy if I just walked you in.
Just waltz you in there.
I thought he was going to go, you're free.
I just wanted to teach you. I'm going to have to put you in the back seat. I'm going to feel like an asshole if I'm this nice to you. Don't get a blush before we get out of here.
He goes, you must be fucking stupid. My dick's been out the whole time. You haven't even known a blow. I'm going to let you go. In the cell.
I was going to let you go.
Take care of the kid.
We do this all the time.
That's so true.
SOP, son.
Why didn't I look?
Damn it.
Josh
actually said, sorry, I didn't see it, and you got an extra 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, that's a dick's joke. Dick size joke.
I hate the joint. That might be tempting. Yeah, left-hander.
Yeah. It was undesirable.
Close your eyes.
I'm left-handed, too. It would have been so easy.
I would rather. That's why I didn't say right hand. I think my offhand makes it feel less of me. Like, I control it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of its own thing.
I don't think I could do it.
Like, I really. It's almost like. God, what is up with that? How come it's so fucked up? Like, I cannot do shit, precision shit.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh. I play volleyball on Sundays, and it's like, not this Sunday, but every time anything happens in volleyball, like, the ball be like, if I had any motion with my left hand, I'd be like, boom, and just crush it. But, like, I end up fucking just flying over my right hand, just, like, all of a sudden just throwing out a pimp hand slap and hitting it, like, perfectly. I'm like, if I had any coordination with my left hand, I'd be a million times better.
You'd be like, lose this whole thing. It wouldn't matter much.
Yeah, I'd be exactly the same. I'd probably be better.
Just try and throw something left-handed or with your offhand. You look like a mentalist, like a European. You look like you're from Latvia.
But usually left-handers are way more coordinated with the right hand, too.
I can't do shit with my right hand.
Really?
And I play pool left-handed.
That's not true. You can brace yourself in the shower when you're plugging one out in the morning.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it is good for some stuff.
I do that.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Testify.
Brace yourselves. So you can contact us at awesomecitypodcast@gmail.com.
Also, to hold your, you know,
check us out on automatic.
Your tears.
Yeah. You're wiping your tears.
I don't understand that I can proficiently catch a baseball. As long as I got a glove on, I can catch a baseball.
I can catch a baseball. Yeah, actually, that's true. With the left, I can do that with all I can.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I can put my left hand in a spot. That's it. That's what that is.
Yeah.
I play catcher. I can put my hand somewhere.
So many classic moments of just choking like that.
Could you put it up on the hip? Could you put your hand up on the hip and then dip and dip and?
What about one?
I mean,
I can put my left hand goes in the air.
Instinctively, you can dribble with your right hand.
It takes a long time.
I can't dribble shit now.
You know what I mean?
They call me the Jason Williams.
You know what? Honestly, thinking about it, I probably dribble better with my right hand than my left hand.
So it seems like Prod Matt's bringing in a special guest.
Oh, no, I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
no.
Skype.
Never mind.
I saw the Skype machine Rope get Zilla. Fired up.
So, Matt, you know Bradford doesn't play for the Rams anymore. You probably shouldn't be following him to L.A.
Yeah.
I'm going to support the youth movement.
And watch him get 89 sacks this year.
I like how they're getting rid of a lot of the whites on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long
lower that white defensive core.
Do you like
that
their first round pick is the first round quarterback pick to have a losing record? He's a perfect Rambler.
Well, okay. Yeah. I was actually I was like looking because I do like watching like the draft usually. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't get into it as much at all nearly this year compared to usual.
Wonder why.
Yeah, well, obviously. I did look at those two quarterbacks.
I would have picked Wince like a motherfucker.
I was looking at those two quarterbacks, and it's like the one quarterback was a junior, and he didn't play the whole time. So, like, he had a really good year. But then Goff, or whatever his name is, he played all 4 years, actually, and, like, had decent numbers. So I'm like, I probably would have made the same choice, honestly.
So not really a leader.
I don't really...
I would have made the same choice, though, just because, like, he played all 4 years. That's huge for a quarterback. It's just all about experience. It doesn't really... They're all talented.
Yeah, you put your money where your mouth is this year. You shut down an entire fantasy football league.
I told you guys
due to your rage of the St. Louis Rams.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl. LA. I didn't watch a game after the move was announced.
Yes.
I didn't watch the draft. The only thing I looked at is somebody at Supple was like, hey, who did the Raiders take?
And I looked it up and begrudgingly.
Yeah, and then you tried yourself to sleep.
And then I turned it off. I will be in one league this year because the guy running it lives in Boston, and he sent me my minus the entry fee, and I can't really go to Boston and get it back from him.
I'm going to Boston.
So you're locked in.
Whoa, what's his name? Rosenberg? Joey Poonis?
So he kept 30 of my dollars.
Oh, holy shit.
The IHWA is the wolf?
It is. The wolf kept 30 of my dollars, so I have to play. I'll probably draft it and not pay attention to anything.
You entered these $30 to play?
Yeah.
So
holy fuck, that's not worth my time.
I played a free league.
Just to get inside your head, guy. The reason, why did you decide that I'm done with NFL altogether after just Stan Kroenke shenanigans?
Well, did you have something to do with your team getting ripped away from you?
Because it was it was Goodell shenanigans. That was clearly set up for...
Whoa!
Well, we don't say the G word around here.
Everything was...
Whoa.
You know who?
You try to say there was some backdoor deals.
Whatever Kroenke's into is none of my business.
Yeah, Jerry Jones.
I think it's what we said. I think they threw games. I think they hired Jeff Fisher to go lose so we get the fuck out of here.
Because they knew he couldn't do better than 8-8.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Fisher's just a national loser. No, they go, listen, while he's never not going to get fired because we're moving to L.A. in 5 years. Just lose. Or just don't care. Just pick guys with projects.
They did the same thing for Tennessee. They were 7-9 every year.
And that was
top
defenses in the league.
They blow, man. They had a quarterback forever, and he sucked.
It was how Kroenke fucking badmouthed the city, and then a month and a half later, he's like, hey, Maryland Heights, you want to give me some tax breaks?
We better take it.
It's like, whoa, hold on, I thought we weren't financially viable. Why would you want to build anything?
St. Louis blew it. They threw it, too. The politicians...
through it. They just go try and make it look like we're doing something. $100 million
We approved a deal for, I believe it was the third richest cost to build a new stadium.
Yeah, but we should have done that 10 years ago.
But he goes, I can get out of the lease.
For him,
want
to
pay $300 billion to make my
house. We waited until the lease was up to make a plan. We should have done it 5 years before.
Him to go, hey, we need a better stadium, and us to go, here, it's better than anything other than fucking Jerry World and the one in New York.
He should have been cooler and asked for it earlier too. But we should have been cooler. Maybe we are St. Louis.
The NFL has gives eight expansion teams next year. St. Louis ain't making that fucking
list. They're going to China.
I did go on record.
The Beijing Bashers. For the longest time, I've not understood why there's not a professional sports team in Las Vegas. I did go on record at softball a couple weeks ago, and I told Greg that if the Raiders move to Vegas, I might go ahead and get back on board and be a Raiders fan.
So
I'm not watching football until they take the pads off.
Is anyone else
old school?
Has anyone else thought about this with the expansion team in Las Vegas?
With hockey,
the fact that gambling's legal. Can you imagine this? They're gonna. This is how I would do it. You put a screen in every seat. Every seat is a slot machine. And you can place prop bets on everything. Yeah. Who wins the opening face-off? Who wins this face-off? Who wins this face-off?
The most
who has the first shot?
Do it for the
you could do minute-to-minute updates on who has the next shot on goal. You could bet on that. Like, it'd be insane.
Just so much money moving all over the place.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah. And you'd win and lose, like, fucking crazy all over.
God bless.
They can
do. Do you think there's some sort of law or something created by the NFL saying that they can allow that in the stadium? I don't know.
The NFL hates gambling.
In the Las Vegas arena, they don't have the same fucking setup in the bench. So the players are there going, you know what, fuck it.
Welcome to the DraftKings.
How many chicks is Patrick King going to rape when he's out there on the road? He doesn't have to. Prostitution's legal.
That's my defense. That's what I'd be about everything.
They're going
to
be the best.
Bill Cosby didn't have to rape those broads.
They're
going to
be the best team in the NHL in 2 years. They're going to be like, you don't want to move to Vegas? They're like, you know what, fuck it. Yeah. Pay me. I'll make all that money. I'll hire a guy to make our games at the MGM Grand.
Suck it, world of hockeyness. St. Louis, all of their games are on pay-per-view.
I thought you'd be happier when the hockey talk started. I mean, your favorite player of all time, Backes, is gone. I believe the last time I heard you count
hockey
on
talk.
Him, you were like, you know what he could do that would help the team? Take a skate, jam it into his neck.
Hey, as guys who follow hockey a lot more than me, do you?
Think, I don't know.
Okay, well, do you think, like, with the trades or the releasing of all those players and picking up who they picked up, have the Blues gotten worse or are they going to be better?
Great offseason.
Well, first I'll say six St. Louis draft picks in the first round. I don't think that's happened for any sport ever from any city ever.
That is insane.
It's fucking mental. Logan Brown is 6'6", 230 pounds, and he's not done growing
Logan
yet.
Brown.
And he's got like a 29-inch dick.
I feel like I should see him on a billboard for a law firm, that name. Logan Brown.
Hey, that's awesome.
Dr. Logan Brown.
I give the
Are you a cop this week on CBS? Logan Brown.
There's only one man that can move like that.
I remember that team when they were all on the same team, they went to Quebec and played everybody in the world, basically, and came in second place. And fucking shit.
So you're saying St. Louis ripped it up so bad in the draft that losing his players like don't even affect them.
I'm glad they didn't draft any St. Louis kids too, because that's what then they started a booze and everyone wants to buy him a drink. The career goes off the road. Dead hooker in the car. That's how it goes. That's what David Freeze, allegedly. Matthew Kachuk, felony. What's his name?
The guy that used to play for the Oakland Raiders, the quarterback that has a weird name.
It's that 30 for 30 about the
Marcus Russell.
The 30 for 30 with the kid who was addicted.
There was like
to
a redhead white kid long time ago.
Oh yeah, what was that fuck's name?
I can't remember his name.
No, Raiders quarterback.
It's like a weird name. It's like a German or something.
Todd Marinovich.
His dad was a fucking psycho.
Yeah. But, like, the guy was, like, a fucking awesome, and then he gets drafted to his home. He plays college in his hometown. He plays NFL, and he just gets into too much drugs.
The guy who went to Boston College, the white point guard, like, the great white hope. It was, like, him, Iverson, and he starts getting
got kicked out for doing cocaine or something like that. So he goes to Fresno. He gets hooked on opiates. And then fucking, he's from Boston, and the Boston Celtics draft, and his brother goes, no! No! He's like, you just killed my fucking brother! He's like, he's go home, and he's sitting outside, like, they're playing the national anthem, and he's waiting for his fucking heroin dealer to show up.
I remember that. Yeah,
he's
got
42 points that night.
Hey, you can, not everybody can drop 42 on heroin.
It is impressive.
He's knotted out while shooting free throws.
Back to the Blues offseason. C, right down the middle of the road. Give it a hard C.
Man.
I was actually going
to... Kevin Shattenkirk, it seems to me, he's kind of a dickhead. Get him out of here.
He didn't want to go to Edmonton.
How did the Blues not fucking... He didn't want to go to Edmonton. Who gives a fuck? I bet you're going to fucking Calgary now!
It was contingent on him signing an extension, and then he was being a little bitch. And we were going to get the fourth pick, allegedly.
God damn, that would be nice.
Yeah, we were going to trade
I'm glad he didn't do it, because Kachuk...
So, Elliot leaving, is that a concern? I think Jay Gallen's ready to step in that role.
Here's the thing with Jay Gallen. I know exactly what the problem is. Every day in practice, they're like, God damn, he's so much better than this kind of unathletic guy. Like, everybody kind of sees how good he fucking is, right? Yeah.
He's real good, right?
He's playing good, damn it. I'm making a decision tough, and this kid's kind of choking a little bit, but every day, everybody is seeing how much better he is.
Checking the pulse on Facebook, you know who's really upset about Elliot leaving is Fat Chicks. Like, they're just like, Moose, my Moose is gone. And I'm
like... Yeah, maybe your Moose should have been better at rebound control.
A little bit.
But you can't comment on hockey, never played the game.
Yeah, anyone that anyone said.
Maybe they did. Maybe they were goalies because they were fat.
And Matt and me have talked about this before. If you, like, he coached, I coached for a long time, historic career.
Hall of Fame.
I'm one of the best
coaches.
JV
against Ryan McInnes at the state championship. What's up?
My record doesn't show how good of a JV hockey coach I am. I mean, because we lost pretty much every game. But
when you go into the game with, try and coach with 8 guys.
More like 6.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier. One sub won't cut it. You get kind of tired.
Yeah.
We have guys just skating over to the bench and grabbing water in the middle of their shift. The goalie's got 18 shots on them, and they stop 6.
Steve, you're the goalie. You can't come over here for water.
Yeah.
But even guys who write about hockey don't fucking know what they're talking.
They don't know any. No, yeah, no.
So how about David Perron? Because when I heard that, it made my head.
Well, hang on a second. You were saying something.
Oh, I forgot. I was in a rage-induced coma.
Sorry, I was going with the flow.
Who are you people? Elliot, bye. Who cares? Yeah. We got some younger goalies anyway. Who cares? Goaltending is such hockey's fucking.
I'm glad
luck
we got
anyway.
A second.
It's all bullshit luck. It's stupid.
Is that
puck luck? It bounces off 4 guys and goes in the fucking net. Who cares?
Is that what you told your teams over the years?
No, I told them, I go, fucking play defense because you're going to accidentally get 50 chances to score because this game is so fucking random. If you don't try to score, you're going to get 10 decent scoring chances. Put 2 of those away, we fucking win the tie.
Well, you can't put 4 guys in the defense.
How many titles did you win?
Oh, dude. We would do the funniest shit. Stelmacki, my assistant coach, came up, worked all summer on, do we really need to play a goalie? And then, had this whole system of, I don't think we need one. We didn't. I thought it was insane. But, no.
You probably could have tried it for 4 games, and you would have been fine with your division.
Yeah, this is what we did. Clog the middle. We'd shoot tennis balls at him at practice. Clog the middle of the ice. Get goal side. We have 4 things you yell at him. Get goal side. Stay high.
What are the other 2?
Dump it!
Shots on goal!
He played the fucking New Jersey Devils left wing lock, and Stelmacki was Brian Sutter, our offensive skill. Dump it in and change.
Dump it in. One man to the puck, one man to the boards, one man to the high slot. Boom. Get that
single
triangle
side
going.
But fucking, we were amazing. I'm an all time winning.
Rebounds!
I was the youngest head coach. Oh, I suck my own dick here, but I was the youngest head coach for varsity sport in Missouri.
Because he's not that liver anymore. We're getting old. Josh using the left hand.
One game I was blacked out for.
Yeah, that's a thing. I think me and Glenn didn't really. We were coaching JV hockey. Our team sucked. We had 6 players.
Right. They never blacked out.
We never got drunk before a game. Granted, we had to drive 87 minutes to Wentzville or fucking some other random ass ice rink in the middle of nowhere.
The assistant coach has got a 30-pack and goes, we need more beer? and he called me in the middle of the day and goes, big game tonight. you need to get really wasted.
I brought him
a fucking amazing speech. I would always talk about Top Gun. Like, you know, always talk about Top Gun. And Bruce
Danny Miller. Loves playing volleyball naked.
I think my favorite my favorite thing that ever got said in the locker room, my assistant coach is going, we were playing like Ledoux or some super rich team. They beat the shit out of us because we only had six people. We're like, he goes, they're probably going to go home to their golden showers. And I go, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, no, I was talking about like because they're rich. I go, okay, buddy, whatever, man. I'm like, you fucking pervert.
They're going to get peed on by half girls.
And we're coaching 7th and 8th graders and like 9th, 10th graders, and they're all just like, I'm like, why would you say golden showers?
You got a bunch of kids in trouble. They went home and Googled golden showers.
I was cracking up, man. I was like, you just said that?
You got me fucked up.
It's always funny to have a paranoid assistant coach who's like, get in the axe. Get in the axe.
Oh, God.
So we lose a game against a public school who's got like 18 times more students than our school does. So, yeah, we lost 4-2.
Was that like Hazelwood or something?
It was a good game.
We play Westminster next, who's got Mike Matheny's son on it, who also was the best hockey player in St. Louis along with baseball.
He would have gone pro.
He was amazing. He's the best player I've seen coming out of St. Louis. He's fucking awesome.
Where is he now?
He got drafted.
He played baseball at Missouri State. Yeah, now he's playing.
Really good baseball player.
Minor league.
So we held him to 5 goals, and he won 5-2.
You held Matheny's son to 5 goals?
Yeah, yeah.
Kid was ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Fucking mad.
He scored like 80 goals.
No, he would just
do that.
He didn't need a cherry
pick. He didn't need a NHL 93.
So with high school, with hockey team, you don't know how good anybody else is. You're going into the season like, we might win every game or fucking lose everything, and we'll get fired by week 2.
I'll get fired in disgrace.
So we have a brand new locker room, and we lose this game. So Dave's like, get in the axe. Get in the axe. Getting fired. This is unacceptable. Walks in and just, first thing he says, you're only out there sucking my dick. Like, and you forget, it's like, oh, fuck. We have a girl on the team. We've got, they're 16 to 18, and he's either like, you motherfuckers.
You're
going to get me fired. And he's wearing the sweetest duster, and it's fucking like flowing.
I'm staggered coming away from the
game.
He's got
a cowboy hat. One second. So I walk in, knowing he's fired up. I got played up. I launched this met the toolbox, where it's got like all the first aid shit, and puts a hole in the fucking wall, and I just start going, yeah! And just shaking my head and like pointing at Dave. He's right.
No, everybody really says that. You know, I don't know what he said.
And after a game, I see Dave. I'm like, hey man, it's the first game of the season. Don't worry about it. And he's like, yeah, I think I'm getting fired. And I was like, what? And I like Danny's like, God, he's told everybody to suck. You're sucking his dick. I was like, yeah, man, it's a little crazy.
Well, you weren't getting fired before.
You guys are like really early in the season. I think you need to get that pissed off.
And then going to the state finals. You know, great year.
Yeah, it was that was the best thing you could have done.
The two schools were in the top 5. It was really tough competition. You know, we almost won. It's great. It's a great game, actually.
Oh, it was
look at the tape. Sorry about the sucking our dick comment. You know. Good season. We had our goalie coach go after a 75-year-old statistician. Yeah, it was good.
You got to make sure old people don't think they're invincible.
I think that was one of my best talents as a hockey player, was pissing other people off.
You would snap.
Oh, I would snap too, but people...
Oh,
I would,
you have a well-documented YouTube video snap about your misplaced
But also, I would get people to just take huge penalties against me.
Matt,
YouTube video of Proud Matt.
Can we put this on the page? I coached Matt also, and I was probably the hardest person ever on it. He couldn't do anything right. Score a goal, I go, eh, whatever. You know, it's
fucking
like,
we're not talking.
It's you like, go, like, you 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 go,
like, my jersey was always on top.
Quit jacking around out there.
I rolled with the dress.
You get there and put a shoulder into somebody. Knock him in the third fucking row.
No, that didn't happen. That was horrible.
Matt, like, the second game of the year is high school career, he just spears a dude into the fucking nuts. Right in front of the referee.
Is this the video?
No. And he's like, I'm sorry.
I totally didn't mean
He told the head coach, go fuck yourself. And he goes, sorry. This was like 4 years later. So even also he snapped.
Senior year I came to a game, I was pretty hammered. I was just
I thought you guys fucking drunk?
I thought it was gonna get snowed out. It was like an ice storm outside. I was really surprised we had a game, and I I got like, I started the game, first shift, 10-minute misconduct, checking from behind. Then immediately get another one, like, right when I get out of the box again.
Step out.
I thought they were both clean.
No, he would probably fucking elbow in the back of your head and go, I'm sorry!
Well, the YouTube...
But so, and then, I get that second 10-minute misconduct, so I already racked up 22 minutes of penalties.
And a fine for the team.
And the coach is like saying something to me. I go, go fuck yourself.
Oh, and I have killed
your coach.
Our coach.
I'm the assistant coach. He tells me the head coach. He goes, go fuck yourself. I almost fucking killed him.
I was really
give 10 minutes in box with me. I was going to kill him. I don't think he touched the puck for the next month.
Pride Matt's, it's been on YouTube since like it almost, when since YouTube first came out. It was like.
This got like 200,000 views or something.
Like 100.
High school hockey fight. And Pride Matt. Do you want to describe this, or should I?
Well, all right. So this guy.
We should really look up the comment page.
No, we don't do that. So
top one third.
Yeah, exactly. It's just ridiculous. So I go. The puck goes down the boards, and I'm like turning towards the puck. The puck's like 10 feet away from me, and this guy just fucking just destroys me. I get wiped out, and I like have no idea what's going on for a second.
Yeah, he got
and
crushed.
And so I just like grab the nearest guy. And it's not the right guy. It's not the guy that hit me.
At all.
It's just some dude. And so I just grab him, wrap my stick around him, and, like, pull him in. And then this other guy, our team captain, or he wasn't the captain then, but he's super good at hockey, just comes up and just elbows the shit. Like, right when I wrap him up, he comes flying in and elbows the guy right in the head, knocks him straight to the ice, and then I immediately start punching him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Punch him three times, then the ref pulls me off. Four dudes from their team come up, and like the ref pushes me, and I'm totally off balance, so I'm like falling forward. So it looks like I'm about to fucking fight all these four dudes.
The ref kicks him out of the game, and then he realizes
that it's the last game in the season because we have playoffs. Like, we're all going, oh shit, no, we have playoffs next week. You can't get suspended for that. And so the ref's like, you know what? 2-minute penalty.
Yeah.
So then their team also gets a 2-minute penalty for hitting me in the beginning of that. And then their coach is just yelling. Their coach is just yelling, goes, he got a 2-minute penalty for punching my kid bad
and
three
you just
times.
See me going, he finally touched him.
And I'm like, what?
What'd he do?
Like, he kicked me off. I got off the ice.
Yeah,
so
he's going
into
to the
locker
room
and then he goes, no, I gotta come back.
Yeah. It's fucking great, man.
But there's no sound. The whole time my friends were there filming it, and they were just going, fuck up!
The craziest thing I've seen in high school sports at all time, I was coaching hit a dude so hard, his stick flew 75 feet into the air and hit the fucking Jumbotron. Jesus.
I think my other favorite...
Oh, no, actually, when a kid, after we lost last game of the season, took a slap shot all the way down the ice, hard as shit, into the crowd of the opposing team's fans, and nobody said anything.
I think my favorite one was when it was my sophomore junior year. It was a preseason game. We had a good amount of fans. Our team wasn't up to snuff. So I was like, all right, it's time to draw some crowds. Last 10 seconds of the game, I just punch a dude in the back of the head. And then start a bench-clearing brawl, and then just immediately get off the ice. And then it ends up the only guy from our team that gets suspended is our captain. So, yeah, it was junior year. He comes flying in. There's a huge pile of players. He just literally flies in and just jumps on top of everybody.
You guys were a bunch of fucking idiots. Stomach, you have a goon on the team. This dude is just a goon. He sucks. He's a goon. He's got... You know, you play hockey competitively, and then you start getting good 5 years later. It's ridiculous. And
yeah, he's actually good now.
Yeah. But he was terrible back then. My buddy was my assistant coach, I think, just started. It was his first game. So with 0.3 seconds left in the game, he makes a change and puts the goon on the ice. First off, why are you changing players anyway? And then to put him out there, it just makes it look you sent him out there to kick some ass.
Yeah.
I go,
he was good.
You
at
do
that.
Anything, you're off the team. The president of the club's in the stand just shaking his fucking head. Ken, the head coach, goes, what are you doing, Dave? Ross, don't do anything. 0.3 seconds left. Ross drops his gloves and just fucking punches the dude in the fucking face and beats his ass. My thing was like, if you were playing on the baseball team at your said high school and you fucking close play at second and you rip the second baseman's shirt off and start fucking hitting him in the face while you're holding the bat and shit, you'd probably get suspended from school.
Yeah, Ross,
they were like,
He was the,
let's get some ass. Let's go.
See, that's the thing. You got, like, he was the.
That's why we drew Helga.
Everyone back. Like, yeah, he was the goon, and he was like, all right, I'm the. He like he knew that.
A girl's volleyball game. All of a sudden, fucking Noah kicks another chick in the face and starts stomping her.
Like every time you put him out with like 10 minutes left in third period, he was like, all I'm gonna do is fucking just drill someone, and then
you
I'm probably not gonna play.
Sucks so bad. Like, we're gonna get mercyed by them.
Yeah, most likely.
You guys would tell us. We won the assistant coach didn't happy. Show up to the only playoff game because nobody told him what time it was.
Oh, jeez.
Like, don't worry, didn't need you here anyway. Lost, out, gone. Forget about that season.
Well, we tried.
Thanks.
So, guys.
Good memories.
Well.
There's a game that came out.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh.
You want to hit
so, no, break the Pokemon Go. Go.
Go.
What is it? Is it a game?
In 20 seconds.
Is there competitions?
Are there girls?
Listen next time.
Is that the game you were talking about?
Well, this game
no. Well, there's so this Pokemon game that just Go came drop, out for drop. PS4.
No.
It's a free game. What?
Pokemon Pokemon Go. I Am Bread.
Okay, Pokemon. Yeah, I Am Bread. I got I Am Bread. No,
so I Am Bread is
dope. That's fucking hilarious. Dude,
I Am Bread. So, break it down.
No, all right. You're so, bread. Pokemon Go. It's basically like, if you ever heard of geocaching, where you like walk to like landmarks. Basically, it makes you walk around, and then there's just random Pokemon that pop up, so you catch Pokemon.
So it's all open on your app.
Yeah, you have to have your phone on, it kills your battery immediately.
If you use your camera, and there's a little fucking things running around.
Yeah, so, like, you see the thing, you can turn that off, too, to save battery, but, you know, it's fun to have, like, the thing up, and you see, like, you're sitting, because, I mean, everyone does it while they're driving, so you sit it, and, like, right when you click it, and you all of a sudden, hey, there's a fucking Voltorb on my he's on my dashboard, I'm going to pull over, catch that. So anyway, then you like, you know, you just catch Pokemon.
They were robbing people.
It's hilarious.
Tracking them on the fucking shit.
The best thing ever happened.
St. Louis, in the loop.
The best thing ever happened last night. You don't go out. Okay, first things first.
My neighbor had caught 5 30-year-old guys on the side of his house.
Well,
at like midnight.
Well, that's the thing.
This is creepy as fuck.
You, when you play, like, if you ever watched original Pokemon back in 19... or early 2000s when it was, you know, Ash Ketchum rolling around in the cartoon.
Ass to ass.
It wasn't just Ash Ketchum, you know? He doesn't walk around with nobody with him. You get your crew. You got Misty and Brock. So me and my friends are walking around last night.
Tough guys.
2 a.m, and we're just 3 guys playing Pokemon. You know, you go out with people with you, you don't want to get your ass kicked. It's just, that's how it works.
Good advice. Yeah,
you don't go out... That's how it was in the actual Pokemon
it
kind of story.
It brings you back to, like, old school, like, pranks.
You walk around, you play Pokemon Red or Yellow, and there's a guy called Biker, and he's like, hey, fuck you. My Geodude will kick your ass, pussy.
Can you, like, throw down? Is that how it works? You
no, I, not no? yet. I assume they'll make that later.
So,
but,
if I see you out
right
the
now,
street, I can be like...
Well, okay, so let me tell a few stories of the first week of Pokemon Go for me.
Go.
I've done a few things. So, me and my friend are walking around.
Took a walk for the first time in four years.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
the
cool thing.
You
get to outside. So
that's revolution.
Me and Juman.
Walk, like, what?
Me and Juman are walking around Forest Park.
The Jutherin?
And all of a sudden, we're just sitting there at this gym trying to win it. We win it for a second, you know, hanging out. We're looking around. Then all of a sudden, we see someone else with their phone. And then we're just staring at them. We're just like, I know what you're doing.
Hey,
and then I'm
the
like,
and then
it's so funny because, like, that was right when I realized, I'm like, this is exactly like Pokemon. Because in Pokemon, you right when you get in that line of contact with someone, all of a sudden you're just like, da na 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 na, and then the battle starts. Like, because it's exactly
you see someone
with their phone out and you just stare at them and you're just like,
they don't need to give you much of a reason. I've talked to you a couple times about things. Well, you will kind of throw some, especially when anime is involved, you'll kind of be like, you know, this. Brexit thing is kind of like this anime about this plan, and you'll kind of find a reason to connect the dots.
So
anime is life, bro.
So then, last night was hilarious.
He just bypassed.
We're walking around. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know what the question was.
It's more of a statement about you.
But so I go walking around. We're walking around a graveyard because on Reddit we've seen, like, a lot of graveyards have, like, a lot of their stones are, like, actually Pokestops.
This is ridiculous.
You get Pokeballs.
What the hell's going on?
So anyway, we're walking around a graveyard hanging out. Yeah, but it's fun. You know, you just walk around.
There's so many opportunities.
And so we're just sitting.
Hey, ladies.
We win this. We beat this gym. It's me and two dudes. We're just sitting there.
Give this a Pikachu.
I think you'll hear that statement. I was playing this game and it was me and two dudes.
Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there just trying to win this gym. And then all of a sudden, we're all, like, building it up and everything. We got our Pokemon sitting there. And then all of a sudden, this guy walks up. And he just leans up against the fence, and we see him with his phone. So Alex fucking just looks over, and he goes, "Hey, hey, you trying to fucking beat our gym? Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. It's Team Yellow, motherfucker." And he's, like, yelling at the guy while he's playing.
And then he took out a Jimmy stick and whacked him in the
face. So my question is, how many people have to get killed before this app is totally destroyed?
Oh, this app will never be. This app is gonna, it's the biggest thing ever. It moved up. It's in the top five of Reddit. Subreddits.
Well, if there's a Bulbasaur in my house and people are coming up to my door,
that's what. Yeah, I'm gonna come out and fucking shoot you.
Can I
suck my Charizard?
So can this thing be like, hey, this address has one to where like some crazy fuck is gonna knock on my door and be like, "Hey man,
I'm here for the game, man."
No, you don't need to get that close.
It's within a credible distance. Where
there's like a range where it like it'll be like there's like a bubble around your guy, probably like 30 feet
in front of their front door. Now
I want to be in charge of this fucking thing. I would do some sneaky shit.
The distance is about that.
Gosh, this is, you know, who is
I guess what I'm getting at
is the NSA.
They don't put many like in like a house
region. Charge people.
Where's the closest one from here, Matt?
There are
the closest what?
What was the closest thing that was available?
Closest like Poke Stop is.
What was
like,
the closest Pokemon to our house?
Oh, to our house.
Hang on, there wasn't one.
Our house doesn't have very many around.
Well, what the fuck?
They're not.
Why not? Is it random?
Do they
pay to get ahead?
Okay. The way it works is like the Pokemon will be around for everyone. So like if you're walking around with like a friend. And like, there's a Pidgey available.
You'll both get it.
No. You can both catch it. It'll be the same thing.
Okay,
for both
so that there's so no need for.
But like, if I'm a higher level than you while you're playing, like if you're level 3 and I'm level 8 and I'm catching this Pokemon, I'm gonna get a stronger one. But it'll be the same thing. Like it'll weigh the same.
What's
because there's actually
what
like
do I
extra
do?
Large and extra small.
Is there competition in these gyms? Do you fight other people?
So you go to gyms and like when you take over a gym, you can put a Pokemon there. And then, like, people from your team can come, and they can fight your gym, too, to, like, raise your own level. Then they can put a Pokemon there, too.
Do we have a stronghold?
Actually, I'm on Team Yellow, and pretty much everywhere around us is all Team Yellow gyms, because...
You got a lot.
We did it last night, and then some guy drives by in his car, and we're all just sitting there with our phones out. I don't know.
Impala.
He had, like, some sort of, maybe, like, a Prius or some shit.
It was
shit.
On three wheels?
Not a Prius, but it was something like...
And then...
Some sort of Volkswagen-ish car.
Minivan.
Jetta.
But so he comes rolling by, he rolls down his window, he just looks out at us, all three of us, he goes, "Team Yellow, motherfuckers!" And then I immediately just pump my fist and I'm like, "Yeah! Fuck yeah, Team Yellow!"
So does
Team Yellow
turn into like
Team Yellow national or is it local? Is it
neighborhood?
No,
there's three teams. There's
you see a team red team walking around?
There's team.
I'm like, "Team South City, motherfucker!"
There's Team Yellow, which is like technically it's like Team Instinct. Then there's Team like Purple, which is like about fucking evolving Pokemon or some shit. And then
it's
fucking
so
Team Red, which I can't remember. I can't remember any of their actual
some
names.
Weird
Team Valor is Red, I think.
So you guys are Team Yellow, repping strong.
Yeah, Team Yellow. We're trying to do our thing.
This thing
but,
seems
like,
to be uniting people like nothing else.
It's either uniting or tearing everyone apart. Oh, so that's actually the funniest part of the subreddit. And I think that's why it's so popular. So the White House, the fountain in front of the White House is a gym. Like people would be like, so it was Team Red for a while owned the gym, then Team Blue owned it, and then Yellow just took it over like 2 days ago, and they're like, "We did it! We finally got it out of these red and blue fuckers' hands!" Yeah. And then like, and they're like, "Third party, motherfucker!
We're Johnson!"
We might let Team Blue take over again, but we're not letting these red county bastards have it. And it's fucking hilarious.
Where did
so I'm
it,
like,
where did it release first? How long has it been out?
It's been out not even a week. Yeah, 5 days.
Where did it go? Who had it first?
I think it was... probably Japan first.
Oh my gosh.
Then
Japanese
us.
Are probably fucking
we were like the
crazy.
First day. I mean, it was, but it's, it. They had so
exporting
many server issues. It's one server for the whole world.
Holy is it like smoke. The dude in his basement?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He's
it's
like,
insane. It's insane. Like, that's why they had so many server issues when they
China's
first started. It was like, so many people got the game so fast.
Mm-hmm.
that it just, the servers couldn't handle it. And they were ready for a lot. Like, this company that runs this game is, like, a huge company. And, like, they've been, they're totally ready for it. But the fact, the thing that happened was everyone started getting the game, and then people started, like, mirroring it and, like, getting it to countries that weren't actually, like, supposed to have it released yet. Like, they're planning on releasing it everywhere.
Jamal, we got the game!
Like, yeah, exactly. So these guys are, like, getting the illegal version of the game in their country, and it's not ready to go there yet. Like, so they probably don't even have, like, anything set up yet.
Like, yeah, so they're gonna go 800 miles!
They're just walking around like, where's the Pokemon?
Zombies,
yeah, but like that's so like, but now they're catching up, like, because they're planning on doing it all over the world anyway. Like,
we're
so
this out. Anyway.
What are the what's the time frame you think before we hear someone hit by a car because they're
playing? Oh, I think that's already happened.
That has happened immediately. Yeah.
Dude, you got St. Louis, it. They the game, to rob people.
Josh,
twice.
Icon, Wichita knows. Right when you open the game up, it says beware your surroundings.
Yeah.
Keep your head up.
Hey, swivel.
I got a one at a stoplight.
Hashtag legally taken care of.
Fuck yeah. Stoplights are the biggest
one. You have it? You don't seem like a guy would have it.
I was playing a game Friday night, and the dude's like, you should get this before you can. I'm like, what are you talking about? He kind of says for a second, and I'm like,
it's like,
now this is a random guy who just
he's probably assuming it'd be like Flappy Birds.
Hey, I downloaded the app real quick, and I had it.
Was this guy almost like a wizard? Did he give you a quest? What the hell?
No, he's just a dude that played like,
Look at that!
I play Overwatch.
Before
so can I spend $100 on this app and then immediately just walk in and crush whoever you have?
Actually, I was.
Can I pay
about
to
that
play?
Anyway. Yeah, that would be totally worth it to me to just not come in, not give a shit, pay $100 and be like, just fuck your world.
Be a wild.
You kid!
Actually, you could.
I got disposable income.
Let me
active thing and a game. It's nuts. You know what's be like if they did like an Olympic track and field game where you start running down the street, you like turn on your phone and it's
so. Let me break it down for you. So for 14,500 coins, which is $100, you can get upgrade your Pokemon storage, your bag, everything. You can hold a shit ton of items. You could get 25 lucky eggs like a million times, 8 lure modules.
Oh my god, I'm gonna make so
you
much
could get so
money.
Much shit. People so you could drunk. Literally, you could go, you could go to like a Pokestop, which would be like maybe like a restaurant or
god,
anything.
I'm gonna sit on the
somewhere
corner
where you could just sit outside. Somewhere where
rob
you could sit outside on a table and just like hang out, and you could just put a lure at a Pokestop. Then all these Pokemon will come
what?
Towards you. So you could really, yeah, if you had $100, you could just sit around. But you have to still go outside.
Do you think
at least
people
go
are just sort of congregating on weird areas?
Well,
like,
but that's the thing.
Like,
so when
like,
you, but so when
we
you...
We got a little over here, bro. And I know about
the
restaurant.
But that's the thing. That's exactly... That's exactly
no,
what
I
was...
I pulled my taco truck right there.
That's exactly what I was getting to.
Carne asada!
So if you would put down a lure...
I want to put one in my business.
If you would put a lure down, it shows on everyone's map. So all of a sudden you'd get a whole bunch of trainers that would show up and they would just all because like one guy like posts a thing on Reddit like that's where I'm getting all this stuff from. It's like he goes, I put a lure down to attract Pokemon, and then all of a sudden he takes it, he shows the picture. It's 16 trainers, like 16 people with their
phones
out.
We're here for the gangbang.
They're just looking, they're just sitting there just like, oh, there's a lot of Pokemon, because they just keep coming. So you could sit there literally, yeah, you could start a business if you had a Pokestop close by and just sit there and just hit the lure button every 30 minutes.
China's
and
good.
Just get Pokemon, really and you would collect them all probably eventually.
Yeah.
And then...
So it's a win-win.
Catch them all, right?
Yeah, that's
what's
all about. I guarantee
so
you in 3 months or four...
$2 admission and people would come into my building to get to the lure?
Well, it depends. You'd have... If you could somehow set it up with a game where you could have the lure inside your building, like in the middle of the building, because it's like a... There's
a
it's a pretty fair range. Like you can get within like 30 feet of something.
In the neighborhood,
so
much.
Not in the neighborhood, but like you have to be pretty
on the
close.
Street or something.
Like if you're rolling by,
hey, we just found a use.
Like
for
if
the
you're in a car,
though.
If you're in a car, most lures are like at the edge of the block or whatever, so you can just roll
and
by
shit.
And get one.
Like, fuck, honey, I'm leaving you. I'm losing fucking.
Well, yeah, there's a lure. There's there's a Pokestop in the middle of Barrett Park. Like in the actual middle of like both softball fields.
Oh, we're gonna hit somebody with
same
a softball on Tuesday.
Honey, I'm going to the Pokedex at Carondelet.
But that's what it's. That's why it's kind of fun, though. Yeah, that's why so it makes you like during the day and shit. You know, you want to walk around parks because there's a lot of
Pokemon
stuff.
Pokemon Go turns into
like you walk around Forest Park. You walk around Forest Park. There's probably like 20 or probably like 200
stops. But you're not racing. You don't have to run to do any of this stuff.
No, you just have to walk around.
Very good. Be there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, and every Pokestop refreshes every 5 minutes. So really,
I'm not buying a Segway now.
If you just start getting in like a good laugh, you can like just hit up every Pokestop, build up all your sugar.
You're gonna find your like soulmate. There's like a hot chick that's in
Let's start using roller blades a lot more to happen.
No, so they're okay. So like you
didn't even know they still
in the game you get you can get like eggs. And like you,
eggs.
You put them in an incubator. But like the way you hatch them is you have to walk around while the eggs in the incubator. So you have to walk like.
Obama, Michelle Obama's fingerprints all over this.
But the thing
NSA, Obama, and
you can't be in a car because it'll stop. It won't register your kilometers because it's all in metric. It won't register your kilometers.
I'm already out.
It won't register it unless you're going less than 20 miles per hour. So you have to either be walking, running, riding a bike, or something like that.
Or just sit in a car and pull yourself through the
park. Yeah, or, which is what I do.
They see me rolling.
Get on the Devo bike. Ching, ching.
You're going 20. I know! We're registered to Pokemon!
Yeah, exactly. Why are you going so slow? Sir,
what if you took a helicopter and just hopped over this motherfucker?
2 miles.
Well, that's the thing. A guy said it. A guy has a drone, and he just put his phone down and did it.
What a fat fuck.
Because it's that easy. You really can.
This sounds too good to be true. Is it a battery drainer?
Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, I figured it.
You have to have the app open to.
Can I also search for casual encounters within a 1 mile radius? Chicks 18 to 20.
But no, see, that's actually the thing. You can't see other trainers. You can't actually do that.
A damn hookup.
Yeah. But so like
but
if you guys
somebody have, could maybe if, hack it
if you guys have read yeah that. Probably eventually but like if you guys have read like the stories of people getting robbed playing Pokemon Go, it's because like it's not because people are like, oh, I'm hacking into people's phones and finding them and knowing where they are. No, it's because I'm posting up at a Pokestop, someone's gonna come around here.
No.
And then I'm gonna rob
obviously, them.
Yeah.
There's a fucking
that's why you're
here.
Out of the group. Have a group
of
the number one recommendation for Pokemon Go is
get your team together.
Is what?
Have a team with you. Like get your crew.
Couple
dudes. It's a gang situation.
Or some cool
there better not be a Pokestop.
It's gonna change.
There's a bunch of 30 something middle aged men, a couple of dudes in a park together.
It sounds like it's an organizational game more than ever. Like, hey, we need to get together and do this shit.
I need 5 people to come to this gym and fuck it up so we can take
business
it over.
And go hit this up.
Hey, red team for some reason owns a gym on our turf. Let's go fuck them up. And then if you see a guy
BMW with a suit on,
if you see a guy that just all of a sudden like he stands there and he just starts taking over your gym, you're like, oh, well, let's just go beat his ass. Let's speed this thing up, and then you just beat the fuck out of people.
Take his phone and just smash.
You're kind of becoming the real trainers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of like dogfighting.
They're slowly like making you want to like. You see a person with their phone, you're like, "What team are you on?"
Michael Vick behind Pokemon Go confirmed.
I was saying he was beta testing his shit.
Does anybody got anything to plug? Got hot plugs.
A couple hot chicks.
Pride Mac. Good luck on your adventures on the left coast.
Yeah. With the internet, I think we're gonna start twitching this shit. You know, probably dinners with Matt on Wednesday. Well, he'll. You know, we'll eat dinner together.
You better wear a tie. Better wear a tie.
I like the idea of this running it through Twitch to get Matt involved. Can we get Sugar Sam involved too?
Yeah. Gary Johnson.
I should try and call Sugar Sam, see what's up.
Get all right. Gary Johnson.
You all just Twitch from home.
Yeah. Well,
good to see all you champions.
I hate Google.
Getting back in a.
Oh!
Oh, whoa, yo, whoa.
What's up? Why?
Plug. Super happy. You ever have an idea where you're like,
go ahead.
Where you're like, this seems really obvious, but I've never seen it before. Maybe it's so obvious no one ever just haven't done it yet.
What?
Super excited about the idea of using magnets to create a turbine to put in your basement to create electricity. You don't need wind, it runs on magnets.
I don't know how those work.
All right, Dan.
Google, patent. God damn it, Google.
Really? I think you should have prisoners in jail.
I have one, yeah, Google.
Okay,
you
let me just. You're talking about a perpetual motion machine, correct?
Yes. Rudy and I talked about it.
Yeah, we did discuss this in a pregame.
I think I invented Pokemon Go 6 years ago.
actually,
he invented it. He's like, that
has
the
same thing written in a journal from, it's verified, from fucking
from
like,
2013.
Yeah.
I wrote exactly like what they needed. It's not hard to figure out.
Put all your music into this. Get on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a hard idea to figure out. Like, that's obviously what they should have
done. What a real game where the game is life.
The thing is, on my version...
I can plug in and bang.
On my version
checks.
Of it, you use Google Glass.
Like I thought of, but just walking around.
Yeah, like VR porn.
You have, like, legit or augmented reality where you actually, like, literally have a live feed of your camera instead of it being... So, like, you do it in just Google Glass instead of having it on your phone.
I can't wait till the fucking Chinese invade us.
All right, tune in next time.
The soft liberal underbelly of fucking California up to the mountain
right under the rim.
The stoned Oregonians.
Hello, Professor Willow.
Yeah. Or they're also high. They don't realize their eyes are different.
Jesus. And that people are like, yeah, about time you got them.
Bon voyage, Prod, Matt.
We'll miss you, buddy.
Have good adventures.
Yeah,
we'll be in touch.
Let me know how that standard of living. Let me know like how crazy it is. Like
it won't slow down.
$40 to be like a
don't change
city
too
thing.
Much. Go on California.
It won't
on
slow
us.
Down or speed up our podcast release. So it's
no,
not a big deal.
Are you gonna hang out with Coconut Matt?
Coconut Matt, what's up, bro?
People in California do weird shit. Like you're talking like they don't like the word gay or faggot or whatever. Or
yeah,
if
the
you
thing
smoke
that
within
I don't
like a block of somebody like ah. Yeah.
So the thing there's two big turnoffs for there's a lot
you
of like
say everything causes
there's apparently rules against jaywalking, which I'm not that far against because I really hate jaywalking in general. Like I'm always like you're that lazy, you can't walk 15 feet to
this
a fucking crosswalk.
This is amazing that he brings up the jaywalking because he's a dick when he walks. No more than like 3 days ago, I had a memory pop up on Facebook where I was like, you know what? If someone runs to a stop sign and walks as slow as possible while staring at me, I think it should be well within my rights to hit them.
Yeah.
And Matt's like, oh no, I do that all the time. I always let you know I'm on the road. So this guy, super dick, he's like, oh, I hate jaywalking.
I do hate jaywalking. Use a crosswalk. That's all it is.
And walk as slow as
take possible. Your own pace.
You have that's the it gives you the walk sign.
That's
go
your,
fuck
that's
yourself.
Your area of protection.
Until you're
you
3 quarters. Well,
walk real
slow.
I don't walk as slow as possible.
How much money
if
is
you walk?
Okay,
okay, time out, Dan.
Yep.
If you walk far enough away, 5 times. Like if you come back and then walk away 5 times, you can catch a Pikachu as your first Pokemon.
Alright. Life
hacks. Hashtag hacks.
Guess
so
what,
we have,
guess
we
you
have
get a Pikachu,
motherfucker. Damn science, man. Signing up for Pokemon
Go. This is going to be people walking and weird, like, fucking near cliffs and shit. This is going to be, like, fucking the happening.
Triple D is predicting mass hysteria.
How much money
has cost
the U.S. economy and productivity already?
It's the best
billions.
Thing ever.
It's
getting
like
people
it's getting
in shape
fit.
Like insane.
Like they're walking around and
doing
this.
Actually,
how
do I monetize this
if
shit?
If it brings like patrons to business, then...
That's what I'm saying. I want to set up some shit.
That's what...
Like...
But, oh, that's what I was going to say. So, actually, apparently the engine for this game is an old game called...
whatever.
It's called...
Don't worry about it.
No, I think it's called Ingress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it... So, basically, when that game was going on, which I've never heard of it before until this game, until Pokemon Go came out.
Close to the gamer.
Exactly. But, so they... Like, apparently the point of the game was to make stops like this. Like, so that's why all these different places
so
are registered.
So they transferred this database.
So, like, now... So, program. Like, someone was asking about it, and they were like, no, they haven't actually accepted, like, any new places for, like, 11 months, because that was when they kind of... cut it off.
Well, but this just came out, though.
Exactly.
So
like now
everybody's
gonna
be
now it's exactly
order.
Like us. Like, we want to be like, oh, we want to have a place that you can go to do this, you know? So
my tacos!
So this might become,
like
the
honestly,
biggest money-making tool.
It's going to be crazy. It's the biggest
the
thing. It's already the biggest thing in the
this,
world.
It's
it actually is.
Yeah, it's
the most...
The
it went
yeah,
it went
hot,
from the
hot, right?
It went from nothing to the top of the charts in the app in every app store in
it's kind of like a
Dolls
Rise to fame.
Like it went like it had
like
zero it had zero reviews and had 8,000 reviews like 3 hours after it was released.
It's like when Prodigy dropped.
It's the
best.
No, it's the most
service.
It's the most like awaited thing ever.
How
in
the
world.
Fuck is the name Sherman Blow not available? This is
I'm telling you, people do that. I got Matt Mini.
You fucking asshole.
Good for you. Yeah.
I tried to go for Mattis, but apparently people stole
someone
that.
Someone actually
ago.
Took Akeon. My PS4 game.
I bet it's probably a Shadow Hustle.
Did you go back to Blitzkrieg Fury? Now I went to Aqueous
Well, J. Check us out.
What the fuck happened to your street, by the way? Did it get taken over by Nazis?
Yeah! That's the best thing ever.
It's called Kaiser Street now.
So the German Heritage Association goes,
the best thing ever. The first time he stopped by, I was hanging out with you, man.
It was kind of Kaiser. The name of the street was Kaiser back in, like, you know, World War I time. And you had a street called, like, Bin Laden. So, you know, they changed it to Gresham, which is named after Stanley Gresham. I don't know. I just made that up. But so they brought Kaiser back. I don't have a problem with Kaiser Wilhelm. Personally, I like Germany. I signed that shit and said, yeah, change it back. It's good. Gresham, Kaiser sounds badass.
I like that they kept Gresham it's up there both. And made Kaiser yellow.
Yeah, but Garing Road is maybe a little bit questionable.
German. Yeah, when he was like, yeah, half block down the road, it's going to be Hitler Street. So
the street over, they named Nazi-loving motherfucker. I thought that was a bit off.
But anyway.
Yeah, turn left on Final Solution Way, and then you're going to head down to
Aryan Race Drive.
Third Reich Avenue.
Yeah,
Third Reich
Pokemon Avenue. Pokemon Go is the best game ever.
Nuremberg Court will be right around the corner.
Hustle City Podcast. Check us out on Facebook. You can email us at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com.
Send fan mail to Subhuman Drive.
And also, you can tweet us at Hustle City Pod.
And we'll have a new Shadow Hustle release later this week.
You betcha.
Sorry for that late release. I did not realize it was 2 weeks already.
I'm great on the show.
Time flies. Right.
For Akia, Triple D, Superstar MC, Dan the Science Man, and Pride Matt, we miss you already.
Farewell, Matt.
Farewell.
This is Rudy signing off. Good night now.
Yay.